Welcome to Boss Up Babes, helping babes show up, boss up, and thrive. With number one best-selling author, global influencer, and ultimate boss babe, Carissa Adkins. Carissa is a health and wellness expert and CEO of the 365 Daily Hustle, here to help mompreneurs and career-focused women boss up and reclaim their healthiest life. She is a pro at cutting through the BS and inspiring massive breakthroughs that help women create healthy routines and habits that facilitate personal and professional growth. Are you ready to reclaim your best life, take action, and be a badass boss babe? Let's get to it.
What is up, you guys? Welcome to the Boss Up Babes show. We are a bi-weekly show dedicated to all your entrepreneurs out there, you innovators, you hustlers, you personal development junkies, and of course, you badass women who are looking to show up, boss up, and thrive in your life. For those of you who are newer to the show, I am your host, Carissa Adkins, your champion for all things habit, health, and happiness. You can, of course, find me on Instagram at 365.daily.hustle. So please feel free to reach out to me with any health-related questions, any mindset-related questions. I personally take great pride in answering all of my DMs. So feel free to shoot me over a message if you ever have any, even any just like content pitches, right? Like if you want to learn about something, if you want to hear a certain type of story, let me know. I am here to help you, you know, thrive. Real quick, if you are listening to the Boss Up Babes episode, there are over 50 different listening platforms. If you're listening to this show right now on iTunes or Spotify, please listen to it and then comment and leave me a review below. I would love that. I would love your 5-star review forever. So thank you. Thank you in advance. Or you can always, after this show is done live, I know some of you are listening live, you can always go and stream the entire seasons on motivationandsuccess.com. That is a TV station that we stream this exact same show on. So cool. All right, you guys, today we are taking a deep dive into money mindset with guest and expert Jamie Hernandez. Now I'm going to just do, I'm going to do a quick, quick bio, but you guys all know I'm just here to like get down and dirty. Cause you know, we get 30 minutes and it's just, it goes by so fast. So really quickly, let me do it because I love to do it. Jamie Hernandez is a spiritual entrepreneur coach who has been practicing yoga and meditation for over 25 years. Totally puts my 3 years down to shame. She helps her clients grow spiritually and financially. She provides premium support to help her clients heal the core wounds that unconsciously sabotage their business and keeps them from living the life that they truly love. Jamie, welcome to the show, girlfriend.
Thank you for having me, girlfriend.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. It's been a long time coming, actually, and I'm so glad to have you on the show.
My pleasure.
Yes. Okay. Well, before we dive into money, because money can be like a touchy subject, right? It's kind of like, everyone needs to talk about it, but nobody wants to always talk about it. I thought we would get this party started with a little bit like lighter conversation. So I am curious, what did you do this past weekend that really brought you joy and happiness?
So I went to a park, an outdoor potluck park, and we celebrated, we danced, we played music, we sung the guitar, we jammed, and we just celebrated life. And like, for me, you know, that's what it's all about. You might as well just live it up. So that's what I did on Saturday. And it was amazing. And everyone that was there just wanted to celebrate life.
Oh my gosh, it sounds fun. Like next time you can invite a sister out there and I'll just come and celebrate, move my body. No, that's great. That's so good. I love just taking a step back and thinking about, you know, what we do that brings us joy and happiness. Cause most of us don't live in the reality. Like we're constantly hustling and we forget to be living. So the last 2 weeks, my husband, he's active duty. He's been gone and his name is Will. And so he came back, well, I went away for like a week because I was filming some stuff and doing some speaker stuff. And then he went on his. So we went a couple weeks without seeing each other. Mm-hmm. And we just decided, we said, screw it, right? We need to live with each other. We need to date each other always. And so we just drove 2 hours to Lubbock, Texas, and stayed at this cute little, boutique hotel where we just got to be outside and the warmth and the pool and like the whole shebang. So good times. Yes, we need it. Love that. All right. Well, Jamie, let's get into it, girl. I am curious about your story. Like yoga teacher, like turns money mindset, boss babe, like helping other women do the same thing. Obviously you got to where you are today because of something. So what in your life, like what really story really changed, you know, like, I guess led you to the path that you're on. I am curious about that.
So I was living in a big city in Canada called Toronto, and Saturday night, like I said, was sacred. It's time for celebration. It's time for party. And somebody asked me like, hey, Jamie, how you doing? And like with a straight dead face, I was just like tired. And then I saw myself and I woke up and I'm like, oh my God, it's Saturday night. And this is my answer to that question. This is not good. So I decided to just shift my life and move back to my city, Montreal, Canada, and start teaching yoga full time. So I was hustling, I was teaching, I was class after class after class after class. And I was in between classes going from one class to another. And I was at a mall, and you know, at the mall, sometimes there's those food courts. Mm-hmm. So on the tables were food. And I thought to myself, if nobody was watching, I would eat that food because I'm hungry and I'm hustling. So like it was a typical starving artist or starving yogi bohemian scenario. And it was funny because now that I think of that moment, I don't really, I didn't really second guess. I just kind of kept on going. Mm-hmm. But I realized like that was a time where I really started to start my journey between what I love and money. And that's been a long journey coming till this day. So it's not like all of a sudden, you know, I'm just like in abundance and, you know, but that moment was really a pinnacle moment for me that made me realize like, wow, even at my sort of like, I'm broke ass that I want to eat the food on. And there's, you know, I understand that a lot of us are also in situations where this is not even available. So even in that situation, I consider myself still very privileged. So I don't want to insult people by that story, but it made me realize, wow, even in that moment where I was starving and I was surviving, I'm like, I just kept on going. Something was compelling me to continue. So
yeah. Love that. So obviously we heard like these struggles, you know, like starving artists, we have heard that. Now I've not heard that with yoga. I remember our pre-conversation. I was like, yoga teachers don't make money, like not enough. Like, why aren't you making money? I don't know. I think it's true for everyone. I mean, really. Right. But what were some of the other, like the biggest hurdles that, you know, you were facing at the time, honestly?
I think throughout my journey, it has always been this compellation, this inner drive, this inner knowing that I'm going to do this till the day I die. I mean, I can still say that till this day, 25 years later, penniless or not. But my question has always been, well, how can I do this and feel nourished? How can I do this where I don't feel underpaid, overworked, and underappreciated? Like, how can I do this where it's like, hi guys, I am here and I am, you know, ready, you know, and not be like half-assed here and then, and you know, partial here and then sort of like trying to be this big, bright sunshine when really, you know, my energy was, you know, continually, you know, depleting because I'm always on survival mode. So I would say that, you know, that has all, I've always questioned that. And I've always been interested in entrepreneurship, marketing, and selling. But when I would talk about it with people in the community, you know, I would get pushback. They'd be like, dude, like, that doesn't, you know, yoga and making money, like you shouldn't be making money. And I would feel my like inner rejection and shame and little girl like, oh, right, maybe not, right? But then I started to question like, why is it that this person can make X amount, but I can only make this amount? So I was really kind of in this conflict. And really, it was a question of getting over my own shame, because whenever something outside of you is triggering you, then it's something obviously that's happening inside. So
right, it's always an inside job, you guys. if you're like, why me, right? Like really think about why me. Like, go inside and really do that deep work. So I'm like, why do you think some spiritual entrepreneurs, like wellness, I'm a health coach, right? And I know a lot of other health coaches who are like, I can't charge, you know, that premium price for my you know, my program. And then I'm like, oh well, you need to go see a money mindset coach like Jamie, right? Because yes, you can. But why do you think, you know, spiritual entrepreneurs, you know, they have such shame around money? Like, where do you think that even comes from?
Okay, so I'm going to go like macro. So from a spiritual perspective, right, we are eternal beings. We come into this 3D world pure, right? And so on this earth, it's a dualistic, right, wrong, good, bad, less than, more than, dark, light. And so then all of a sudden what starts to happen is we start to subscribe to that reality. And so then the people along the way who start to take care of us start to continue to give us as pure beings, right? Because whenever you're around babies, what are they? They're just like this sunshine, curiosity, pure love. And then we are literally given imprints in our physiology, in our physical body, in our minds, and in our energetic structure. We literally have an energetic structure, which is eternal, but it gets kind of compressed and it gets contracted. So I would say that it's a story, an identity that is given to us here on earth, purposeful, because it's an opportunity to remember that we are actually that eternal being that we came in with. And so it's an identity structure in your physical body, an identity structure in your mind, an identity structure in your energy that was passed on to you. So then, of course, everything, your business, your health, your relationships are going to be seen through that lens of perception.
Yeah.
Right. So like, let's say, for example, remember when I was saying, okay, you know, I was talking to my friends, I'm like, oh my God, I love marketing. And they're like, oh, so my old identity, my structure was like, maybe. Right, my literal posture starts to contract. My literal energy and my mind is seeing through that lens that I don't even know I have on.
Right.
So then the collective starts buying into it, and then so it's this whole sort of momentum that happens.
Yeah. Yeah, I see the same thing with, you know, obviously in the health and the fitness world. It's like the media paints this gorgeous picture of what health looks like, and we forget all about, it's like, how do you feel? How's your energy, right? Like, how are you showing up? The positive mindset. You know, it's not just about a number on the scale, although we've been programmed since pretty much birth, right? That in order to, you know, be a healthy looking successful entrepreneur, we have to be a certain size, weigh a certain size, look a certain size. So it's really all about redefining, you know, for me, redefining what health really looks like. How does health feel for you? Like, forget the scale. Oh my gosh. But it's all pre-programmed, you know, it's been programmed. Yes. You did not come out thinking, oh, I need to diet and exercise galore, right? And sweat my booty off in order to stay thin and healthy. So good. So I am like, I'm getting ready, guys. I have like this burning question that I want to ask. And we're going to talk about how you became, like how you overcame the shame of making money. But we are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to continue on the conversation with Jamie about how, again, she overcame the shame. We're going to talk some strategies that if you are this, you know, health entrepreneur, if some way, how you can start to look within. I think that that'd be a great, you know, some strategies around there. And then of course, we're going to follow it up with how you can find Jamie. So you guys, we will be right back. Stay with us. 365 Daily Hustle, a global health coaching company helping purpose-driven women boss up and get healthy so that they can truly show up and thrive in the world. We help women lose weight, gain energy, and feel sexy and confident. We do all of this by helping our clients create and build healthy, sustainable habits that support a positive mindset, healthy nutrition, exercise, stress management, and of course, self-care. If you're tired of feeling like a failure when it comes to your body and health goals, please visit our website at 365dailyhustle.com. What's up, you guys? We are back and we are talking money mindset, shame, and everything that goes under that umbrella with the amazing Jamie Hernandez. And right before we took a break, we were talking about, you know, how she was feeling shameful and really guilty for charging, right, for her services, and how society and media plays a big role in what we think we need to be doing instead of just tuning back into, you know, who we are when we're born. And we've had just such a, I don't know about you, Jamie, I've had a great conversation so far, and I want to continue it with, you know, like overcoming the shame, you know, that you were experiencing around money, because that's a hard thing to do. It's a hard thing to work on. And in the first half we talked, it's all about like that inner game and doing the inner work. So what would you say, like, how would you say that you officially, like, and again, it's probably still a work in progress. So how did you get over the shame of money making?
Well, first of all, observe that I have shame around it, because oftentimes when you even just bring that up, especially to spiritual entrepreneurs, you know, we practice detachment and, you know, contentment. And so it's like, no, not me. But that's a symptom right there. Or if you have a lot of resistance and a lot of energy around the word money, around the word business, and them going together, then it's a big red flag that, okay, there's something going on, there's energy around that. And so first of all, it's just understanding that you have shame, right? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, starting to look, well, where did that shame first imprint in the body? So because I've always been working with the body, with the mind, with energy, I started to realize, wow, there's literally a physiological imprint in the physical body. And you literally start to feel it. And so you start to get triggered externally. So start to notice, oh, what is the thing that I chronically feel every time this particular subject comes up? So now we're talking about money, but what does it feel like, right? What is the emotion? And we all have like chronic emotion around money. If we start to look at that, and around, you know, relationships, around health. So if we start to look at the chronic emotion, it's sort of like the superficial symptom to what's going on underneath. And really what happened is way back when you were a baby, somebody imprinted that in your physiology. So you literally have this physiological reaction. You literally have a movement, a momentum of how you move when you kind of like, you know, you're sort of starting to feel shame, like you often contract, yeah. Right? And your energy literally starts to contract inward. So it was the observation of this and realizing, wow, okay, it's not just me, like literally all my clients, right? So I take them through that process of what I call the three-level clearing and just noticing that, right? And then going in and transforming that, because it's a structure. It's not something, again, like I said at the beginning, that we're born with. We were born like, you know, give it to me now. And we're not ashamed. We're like, I want it and give it to me, because we're allowed to want what we want. But then we are taught, well, you know, you that's too much, right? And also, you know, for women and also for women of color, you know, that's a whole other story. But it's just like we start to identify with that. So the way we overcome it is understand that it is a structure, and the structure can be changed. Right. And then when you work within it, just like you work your muscles, you can start to live in that place where you truly are. You're this infinite being. And so money is just a symbol of our reality. So it can be very finite if you want it to be, or it can be infinite, you know. So we start to teach our clients, like, you know, it is just really a symbol of what it is you're committed to. What is your intention? It's not the money itself that makes you greedy. It's like, well, what's the intention behind it?
Right. Yeah, I know, just like quick personal story, because for the longest I would struggle with making, I would make like lots and lots of money and then I would go months without making any money. Mm. Right. Yes. And so one of my coaches, I believe, you know, her, but she, you know, said, she's like, you have a problem with receiving actually. Yes. You know, how's that sit feel? And I was like, I don't know, like I would have seen a dollar on the ground and like left it thinking somebody else needs it more than I do, instead of just saying, I got a dollar. I'm rich, right? I'm going to welcome this free money into my life.
Right.
And so for months, I just would practice. If I found money, you know, I would do like the money dance. And like, I mean, even at the gym, like I would find a quarter and I would just start dancing. My husband's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I am celebrating the fact that I am rich, right? Like, right? I just found 25 cents for free. I didn't have to work for it. And it was the funniest thing, but like, it helped me practice receiving. And the same thing goes for love and everything. If you struggle with this like sense of enoughness, right?
Yes.
Same thing with all of that. I have a lot of trauma from childhood and I practice it all the time. When someone gives me a compliment, I'm like, you know what? I receive that. You know, like when I have great sex, I'm like, I receive this. And it's crazy. I love that. But what do you think is like, why is it so important for entrepreneurs to work on their money mindset? I mean, besides, I think the obvious, but.
So we love you, whether, you know, you get over this or not, that, you know, so however you are, we have to understand it's all good, because sometimes there are certain beings in our lives that are intentionally there to trigger and to show you that within yourself. But I also think that it's kind of like if you had a hand or if you had a foot and you didn't use them, to like create, you didn't use them to dance. It's sort of like that, where you don't necessarily start to live through that identity structure that was given to you, and you don't realize, oh my God, but I have hands and I have feet and I have this whole other aspect to myself that I'm not experiencing through. So I think the importance is because you don't necessarily realize who you truly are at your core when you don't allow yourself, or not don't allow yourself, that's the wrong word, but when you don't realize that you're living through this identity of shame, when you're living through that place where I don't think I'm not allowed or not enough or permitted. And so, you know, I think all of us want that to feel whole. They want to feel centered in who they are, and they want to find, like, who am I, right? This is a big question. Who really knows what that is? But I think at our core, we are these whole eternal beings. And so if we are that, then we may as well play in that land, right? Instead of this very tight box that we were given, we might as well, you know, play there, because everything and anything is possible in that land of possibility.
It's fun playing in that sandbox.
Yeah.
And I, you know, for a long time, I'm assuming you maybe do, or you teach your clients one of these, like, do you have a money affirmation that you know, maybe meditate on, or?
Okay. So here's the thing that I've been doing, because literally what we have to realize as human beings is we are in the Garden of Eden, literally, right? Like, if I gave you $1 million tomorrow, and you still didn't realize that you're living literally in the Garden of Eden, you'd be like, you'd get over it in 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. So that abundant frequency wouldn't be there. So my practice is to go outside, and I have all these trees in the backyard, and to just literally be in awe of the miracle of life. And I know you can't do this intellectually, okay? Like, you literally have to be like the way you were with a baby, where you're like, you know how babies are like, wow, my hand. Like, it's that same frequency of like, wow. Like the miracle, the literal freaking miracle of life. And then the mantra is, how did I get so rich? Right? This is one of my coach taught me this. And it's so effective, because that creates longevity. Right? Mm-hmm. Because when you're playing there, then you're actually in the frequency. And remember, you were saying you kept them going back and forth. It's because we often have negative goals. Like, oh, I want to be more worthy. But it's not that we're trying to erase that identity. We're welcoming all parts, our shame, our unworthiness, our rejection, and like having her or them have a seat at the table, but hold it all in that frequency of like, how did I get so rich? So whether you have a penny or $1 million, you're going to be like, woo, like party, baby.
I love that. And y'all, if you didn't catch that, it was like her practice, like a daily practice or weekly, is just to go and sit outside and feel abundant without probably your phone, like just observing, like taking in the sounds and the sights and just truly appreciating it. Again, think of that baby. That was a beautiful like thing. Cause like, I think we've all seen a baby or some sort, but they're totally amazed at life. Like even a 1-year-old, you know, toddler, like seeing the toy for the first time, like they'll play, you know, it's like, they're just in such awe. And and I love that. And I wrote down like the Garden of Eden, because I do love that as well. So you guys, if you're listening, I would challenge you, you know, to just first become aware of your own money, you know, story and what it is, how you feel. I know personally, I used to like get super tight in the throat. I'm like, oh my God, don't talk about money around me.
Right.
So like, just know your signs. Your body has so much wisdom. So start listening to it, slow down and listen. Really quick, Jamie, to kind of finish us off, where can people find you? What's the best way?
Well, the best way is I have a Facebook group called The Discipline of Business and Yoga. And I'm there every Thursdays, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'm always going into a deep dive training. So come join the party, because you're welcome and it's all good. And I'll be there live.
I love that. Yeah. You guys, you know, if you could really find and connect with Jamie today, I want to, you know, if you're like, oh my gosh, like she's speaking my language, I probably need her in my life, but please reach out to her. She is fantastic. Like, it's been an honor to get to know her. I met her in a coaching program. And then just, you know, connections is what it's all about, and just meeting people and helping people. And that too, just makes you feel abundant, just helping other people. So please contact Jamie, reach out to her if you have any questions. Jamie, thank you so much for being on the show today. I really, really appreciated your time.
Thank you, Carissa.
Yes. And with that, you guys, I am all about helping women unleash the champion within. If you are needing to 10X your health, we got January right around the corner. There's no need to wait, I promise. However, I'll be here before or after January 1st. But just kind of know that, you know, there are people here that can help you, right? Mm-hmm. Boss up and take that courageous action. And I would love to help you honestly get healthier. I truly believe that a strong health foundation is the core, and, you know, to thrive in every area. So if you are looking for support around your mental and physical health, please go to my Facebook page is The Healthy Hustle. It's a community just for women. And if you're ready, right? If you're ready to like stand up and like do something about your life, take ownership of where you're at in your health, I encourage you to book a free 15-minute clarity call with me. Let us like just have an open conversation to see if I'm even a good fit for you and my program. So on that note, I'm Carissa Atkins. I want to encourage you all to stay hustling, stay healthy, and stay living your best life.
Thank you for listening to Boss Up Babes with Carissa Atkins, bringing you tangible tips and expert coaching advice to help you boss up and get healthy. Tune in every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com for interviews with industry leaders and powerhouse boss babes that will empower you to take action and live your best life. If you're ready to boss up and work with Carissa in one of her transformative group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.